image hosted by wallpapershome.com. All right, some thoughts. First and foremost, I'm the new Steve Jobs. Itch. I turn water into Chris. Okay, so I actually have this pitch for Apple. Holla at your boy Eric at erickim.com. Mastering the art of street photography. Everything shot on iPhone, iPhone Pro, iPad Pro with the new M4 chips. And could be a good tie-in exclusive for Apple TV Plus. Subscribe, only 10 bucks a month. Actually, that new Wolves movie coming out with George Clooney and Brad Pitt looks pretty good. And if you want to hear super facts, Culver City is the next Hollywood. So move over while you can. And don't get a mortgage or else you're going to become like that. Also watch watch that new documentary. Thank You for Smoking. Elon Musk actually produced it with Peter Thiel and Max Levinson, I think co-founder of PayPal's. It's like insanely good. I'm like, anyone needs to watch it. And then the guy who's the lead actor and his son, man, so many. It's the best humor satire I've ever seen. And I think it's a good idea. Anyways, so iPhone Pro. Yeah, it actually might be the new goat for street photography. So we're kind of going through this strange inflection point where the issue is supply chain issues. So it looks like Japan is falling to pieces. I want the new GR3 HDF and it's all back ordered, non-stock. Even the new Fuji XVI looks pretty cool, but I'm actually going to be in Vietnam and Japan in December. Thinking about picking up some new cameras. But I'm like, man, this supply chain thing issue is becoming a big problem. So shout out to Tim Cook. And actually, I rebought some Apple stock. I mean, for my traditional Roth IRA account. It's like, I'm doing, I call it the three headless horsemen approach. MicroStrategy, future of money, Bitcoin, right? Third, NVIDIA, AI, ChatGPTs. Dude, if you've used the new, just pay the 20 bucks a month. It's like, given me $20 million worth of things. Like even I went to ChatGPT 01, the new preview, right? Say, write me a example pitch for Apple TV Plus, the art of street photography with Eric Kim as the host, blah, blah. And it spit out everything and like put out numbers, right? Like this is where a lot of people kind of keep things hidden in the industry, right? So like example budget, $3.4 million, blah, blah. And then after profit, net taxes, maybe you could earn $348,000, which is good because, you know, now that me and Cindy, the family, is nearing the 2M territory, like, yeah, sounds fun. I'd like to do it. And actually, that's the nice thing, too, is once you become super, super success, like, money is almost like an afterthought. I'm like, cool, I'll just use it to buy more Bitcoins or buy myself some more weightlifting equipment. Even now, there's only thing I want to do is buy some more weightlifting equipment on Titan.fitness, some steel calibrated plates. But besides this, nothing else I need. Oh, and also a thing I learned from the Thank You for Smoking. Yo, that's like the best title of all time. Walk on the street with your kid, right? And then next time you see somebody smoking on the street, be like, Thank You for Smoking. I mean, like, it's like satire, right? Don't actually say it, but it kind of gets to the point. But anyways, it's pretty funny because everyone does quote evil things because you need to pay a mortgage. Why don't you just rent, right? It's like, I'm paying for the mortgage for my house where my ex-wife and her new husband and the kids live in, and I'm renting my own apartment, right? So everyone needs to pay their mortgage. So don't trust nobody who has a mortgage. This is why you should trust Eric Kim, because hashtag rent for life. And actually, if you think about it, if you use a real minimalist, right? You buy Bitcoin and you just own Bitcoin, digital property. You don't own a loser house with a loser mortgage. That's slowly falling to pieces, right? Especially if you're real techie. Come on, guys. You work at Fang. Whatevs. Just sell your property, don't do the mortgages, buy the Bitcoins. It's the only intelligent strategy. But anyways, so yeah, being here in LA, Culver City, and actually I had this thought for a long time, is media is the future. And this is where I'm actually starting to think, I'm like, oh yeah, 8777 Washington, Apple getting into the media industry is genius. Because like, okay, Apple has the iPhones, the iPads, right? It's like, this is the ultimate product placement, right? It's like, you motivate people to subscribe to the TV Plus thing, only 10 bucks a month, $9.99, whatever. So you already have control of everyone's, credit card information, which is good. You do the little side tap thing too, right? Paint for the subscription, right? You got a good new movie coming out, Wolves, Brad Pitt, George Clooney. George Clooney looks great. Brad, not so much, but I mean, I'll still dip into it. And it looks like innovation for the iPhone is kind of slowed down, but maybe innovation, now that we're living in a post-COVID world, it's like COVID's essentially over, guys. Time to start traveling, going back to Japan, right? And the good thing with going to Japan right now, shout out to my friend Chris Athanasi, you know, I can't pronounce your last name, Cincinnati, whoop, okay. I think he just done a new interview on me on Santa Monica, but anyways. So he's like, dude, he just came back from Japan. He's like, it was awesome, super cheap. $5 for a bowl of ramen. The economy is tanking. So what, your leverage is my opportunity? Is that what Jeff Bezos said? The general idea is when people like kind of, thanks bro. So when people's like going broke, right? It's like right now is the best time to go to Japan and use their weakening economy to our advantages, right? But people are like, oh, isn't that like bad? I'm like, bro, you know the Japanese, they done fucked over everybody in Asia, right? Killed everybody. It's like, feels zero ounces of regret, right? So people are like, isn't that cultural appropriation? It's like, it's only cultural appropriation if they're the weaker party, right? And because, you know, it's pretty obvious, Koreans universally hate the Japanese for colonizing, raping all the women, and you know, killing all the kids and forcing everyone to speak Japanese, right? And honestly, everyone's a bad guy. America's bad, America's evil. But you know that saying, right makes right? Oh no, might makes right. So if you use the goat, you're the strongest, then you can get away with anything you want. So anyways, you can use Passmo on your iPhone, the wallet, and it makes traveling so, so easy. Actually, I remember the first time I ever went to Japan. Shout out to my Japan crew. The OGs, Charlie Kirk, Hiroaki, sending you lots of love, Hiroaki's, Bellamy Hunt, JapanChemHunter.com, Majanju, all the triple OGs. Shout out to my friend Michael Wynn, Batman for Life. And so, yeah, like when I first went to Japan, 2011, I think, right? Like, literally, there was nowhere I could use my monies. Like, the only way to even withdraw monies was to go to, very specifically, 7-Eleven's Japan. I could actually withdraw money from my Visa banking account, right? But then no one accepted credit cards, no Visa. It was crazy, right? And at the time it was super expensive, but now you could just Apple Pay everywhere, use Passmo, use your credit card. Right now is the best time to go. I think The real reason here is a lot of people still don't go is because, there is a general sense of anti-travel malaise because, you know, COVID, obviously, it's like, it's a big deal, guys. It's kind of essentially, COVID was essentially our mini World War III. I call it World War 2.5, 2.65. It was crazy. But now that COVID's over, get your vaccinations, get your boosters, put on the face mask when you're on plane. Even at this point, like, my suggestion about face masks is not about, like, you know, evil Bill Gates trying to do the population controls. It's, if anything, watch that movie, right? Thank You for Smoking, where the main dude, let's call him Two-Face, because he's the white knight in that one Batman movie. But anyways, Harvey Dent? No. But Harvey Dent. Forget the Two-Faces guy's name. But anyways, he turns off the recorder of the pretty girl, and he's like, do you know why I really do it? Dot, dot, dot. Population control. And obviously, like, the best way to fight any sort of arguments is just use satire and humor. Because, like, most people lack the intelligence of knowing the difference and just say it like it is, you know. And it's so funny too, because like people love humor and stuff like that, but everyone be making fun of it, and you know, you're not allowed to do it in real life. It's like, so South Park could get away with it, why can't real life human beings get away with it? Because it's satire. I'm like, yeah, here, you bunch of PU $, yen S. That's even what you call the environmentalist, right? So yeah, like I'm like, and I asked a lot of people, that's like, why can South Park be anti-Semitic, but Kanye can't? It's because America's racist, right? Like, African-American, black men in America. Like, for example, if Donald Trump said the same exact thing as Kanye said, could he have gone away with it? Yeah. Even if Elon Musk said it, could he get away with it? Yeah. If Jeff Bezos said it, could he get away with it? Yeah. I mean, like, granted, it would dent their public persona, what is, right? But, like, they'd be fine, right? And so, yeah, America's super racist. That's a fact. And even if you think moralistically, like, are you, like, do you have the right to be, you know, racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, anti-religionist? Could you be anti-Catholic? Can you be anti-Muslim? Could you be anti-Protestant? What is, could you be anti- veganism, can you be anti-plant-based diets, can you be anti, you know, oh, actually this is a hot take. Are you allowed to be anti-dogs anymore? Like, can you be like, I hate dogs, I'm doggist. Let's go, we're gonna make that a new thing, right? I'm like, well, could you be plantist, like, be anti-plants? It's like environment, right? It's not about, don't you understand that your beloved almonds, almond milks is draining all the fresh water away from these poor almond farmers and sucking at their substance. Even apparently quinoa, right? Like, all these like self-righteous, virtuous, shout out to Dale, impunity folks. They'd be like, oh, it's like kind of bad for the, it's like, yo, you're spiking the price of quinoa that people, I don't know, somewhere in South America can't even afford it. So yeah, anyways, moral justifications could always be trolled and these sort of directions. Even I was thinking, I'm like, man, I would be a great politician. I'm like, to rabble rouse either sides, right? It's kind of funny because, like, you could, it's so easy to make fun of anybody, right? So, you know, you like, you know, if you use a personality and you're kind of making fun of the liberals, you call them libtards, right? Right? Or the, what, alphabet soups or whatevs, right? And FYI, I'm Democrat, I'm a liberal. You know, from the Bay Area, right? And I'm like, dude, the liberals haven't come up with a good anti-phrase for the right or the conservatives. I just call them flag humpers. I'm like, I'm a Boy Scout, Eagle Scout. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverend too. And as a consequence, like, I know how to fly. Do you know, like, ask somebody, do you know how to fold a flag? Do you know how to properly fold a flag? They don't. You're not a real patriot. Not a real patriot. What's up, G-Money? Making my content right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just like everyone super fake and stupid, right? And just make fun of everyone. Make fun of everybody. Make fun of all things. And just assume that everything is bad, evil, and sinister. And then just think about how you want to proceed with your life from that point forward. But anyways, iPhone Pro for street photography, Apple TV Plus idea for the mastering the art of street photography with your host Eric Kim. Seems like a good idea. Just holla at your boy Eric at erickim.com. Let's make this happen. Let's go!